Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Today we're going to talk about seven questions to ask in asking the right questions. Luke 2:46. It came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. If Jesus was asking questions at an early age, should we do any less? We find it significant that the verse says Jesus heard them and then asked questions. The best way to learn is to ask questions of your mentor, pastor, and or anyone who will offer godly counsel and wisdom.
True.
As an aside, don't spend your time asking questions from anyone as lost as a goose in a blizzard. Here are five things you should know about asking questions. Then I want to share a profound passage of Scripture on asking questions. First, listen and learn before you ask questions. We've shared this before, but if you take the letters that form the word listen, it also creates the word silent. Do you think there's a reason why God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth? It's been recommended that perhaps we should listen twice as much as we talk. James 1:19, Classic Amplified Bible. Understand this, my beloved brother, that every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry. We think it's significant that James 1:19 begins with the word understand. Before we're told to be ready listeners, simply said, hearing God's word is not enough. We must also understand what we're hearing.
That's true.
Strategic listening prompts understanding, which will always allow us to ask the right questions.
Second, think creatively, then write down your questions. If you have a mentor or someone whose opinion you truly value, prepare a list of questions before you get in a conversation. Write this next sentence down to meditate on it. It's important. Your preparation for conversation is an indication of respect and honor.
Say that again, Ben.
Your preparation for conversation is an indication of respect and honor. When someone comes to see us with a list of written questions, we know they're serious about learning. We view the list of written questions as a sign of respect of our time, which is, of course, our lives. Third, we need to realize the right question always precedes the right answer. What is it that you want to learn as a result of your questions? John 6:5, New International Version says, when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" The scripture says that Jesus was testing Philip. And in John 6:6 in the New International Version, it says he asked us only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Without question, well, Philip missed it, as many of us do when we're learning from the best. Jesus asked Philip where they could buy bread to eat, and Philip responded by ignoring that question that Jesus asked him. Jesus wanted to know where, and Philip was trying to figure out how. He was overwhelmed by his circumstances. Andrew was more helpful than Philip, although it seems he still didn't, well, see the complete potential for miracle manifestation. John 6:8 says, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Philip had asked how, and now Andrew is asking what. Jesus just wanted to know where, because he already had the answer to the right question.
Fourth, remember you're asking a question, not giving a speech. When in the presence of your mentor or anyone else that has information you want and or need, remember you're not there to impress them by your words. You're there to learn from them. A young entrepreneur once convinced a friend to arrange for him to meet Colonel Harlan Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken or KFC fame. For those who don't like the word fried, I do, but anyhow. The man was invited to Colonel Sanders' home one evening. Upon sitting down with the colonel, the young man immediately began talking about his dreams and goals, offering his opinions on an increasing number of topics. After 2 hours in conversation, Colonel Sanders got up and headed for the stairs. The young man inquired as to whether or not he would return. Colonel Sanders said, "No, I'm going to bed. When you're interested in hearing my opinions, come back and we'll arrange another appointment." You see, it's not about you. It's about them.
That is so true. Fifth, answering a question with a question makes the other person think or come to a sort of self-realization. One of the best examples of asking the right questions can be found in Genesis 3:8-13. Genesis 3:8-13 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife had hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called to Adam and said unto him, 'Where art thou?' And he said, 'I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.' And when he said, 'Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree, whether I commanded thee that thou should not eat?' And the man said, 'The woman whom thou gavest to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat.' And the Lord God said unto the woman, 'What is this that thou hast done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat.'"
Wow. Six, exercise initiative in speaking to the right people. What does initiative mean to you? According to Random House Dictionary, initiative is defined as an introductory act or step, leading action, readiness, and ability in initiating action. Over 30 years ago, I saw a powerful saying cross-stitched and hang in a man's office. It said, "Initiative is doing the right thing without being told to do it." The best initiative you can demonstrate is not from the minds of men, but rather the kind of initiative inspired by God. We're going to share 4 verses with you, and we suggest you read them at least 2 to 3 times. In fact, we encourage you to have a pen and paper ready so you can make notes on these powerful passages. Luke 12:29-32. Luke 12:29-32. In the Message Bible. What I'm trying to do here is to get you relaxed. Not be so preoccupied with getting so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things. But you know both God and how he works. Steep yourself in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Don't be afraid of missing out. You're my dearest friends. The Father wants to give you the very kingdom itself. Well, here's a spoiler alert. There are 10 things you can glean from that passage. But in this teaching, we're only going to focus on the expression God initiative. Here are 7 keys to taking initiative. Number 1, ask God for his direction and wisdom. Remember, it's God's initiative you're after.
Number 2, make a commitment to step out in front. See yourself being successful.
Number 3, create a game plan. Put your plan in writing. If you have a supervisor, you need to get their approval before taking off on your own.
4, establish a timeline. You got to know what you want to have happen and when.
Number 5. Monitor your progress. You must inspect what you expect to prevent defects so you can be perfect.
There you go. Number
6.
6. Thank you, darling. I'm not counting well. Overcome any and all obstacles. If your plan were easy, anybody could do it. But if you ask God, your Heavenly Father, He will gladly instruct you on the path that you really need to take.
Number 7, enjoy your success as you give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Always remember who brought you to the dance, who gave you His wisdom and favor and the ability to succeed.
Mm. Wow. Seventh. Thank you. Did you want to do that
one? No, you go.
Bless those who give of their lives to answer your questions. Galatians 6:6 in the Classic Amplified says, "Let him who receives instruction of the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." You know, honey, interestingly enough, it's like when you're going to see someone who really knows a whole lot more than you do, and you need that advice, it's really important, as we were talking about and as Harold wrote about today, that we're teaching about knowing what questions to ask, and more importantly than ever, listening to the answers. Because when you're trying to learn something that you don't know, and you're going to someone who has years of experience in the area that you really need to know about, then you need to show them really the respect and listen quietly and take as many notes as you can.
Because their time is their life.
Well, not only that, but you're learning what, and this is another thing really about books. We sell a lot of books. But if you get a book, you're getting somebody's expertise over years put down on paper that you don't have to live those lives to learn.
That's right.
It's amazing how many people say to us, "Oh, that's an expensive book." Well, what is it worth for that whole man's life, or that whole woman's life, or the whole experience that they had to be put on paper so that you can learn in a very short time what it took them years to understand?
You know, you were talking about Galatians 6:6. The Living Bible translation is even more direct when it says, "Those who are taught the word of God should help their teachers by paying them." And you need to remember, you're not buying their time. You're blessing them for sharing their time with you,
mm-hmm.
and for their combined wisdom, giving you guidance for your life.
Yeah.
And that's extremely important.
It is. It is true.
Hallelujah. You're going to be receiving a letter from us.
If
you haven't already.
Yeah, it's coming.
On the outside of the letter it says, "And that's how the fight
got started. Yeah, you know, we live in a spiritual battle.
We do.
But you know what? We win. We win through the Word of God.
Make sure you read that letter. It'll bless you, motivate you,
and hopefully help you in every way you need.
That's it. If you've been blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to haroldhearing.com. Click the button that says "Sow a Seed." Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.